Chapter 11, verse 1. Bread upon the waters. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there will it lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you can understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and whatever your eyes see, and know that for all these things God will bring you to judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I will find no pleasure in them. May God bless the reading of His word.
Somebody would wonder why art and worship has related, or art and worship has to do with the art. I think worship and art cannot be separated, both from the artistic activities. You can think about that. Without art, worship cannot be carried out, isn't it? Without art, worship cannot be carried out, including the music, the color, banner, and all the sacraments are in art form. Because art is a good carrier, the vehicle, to express our intellect, the reason, and also the most important part of ourselves is emotion. So without art, life is also imperfect and dull. What is art? What is art? Or we can ask from different angle, what makes something art? Simply saying art serves a purpose or a value in an aesthetic way. Whether it is worthy of expression, of memory, of spiritual insight, of encouragement, of treasurable experience and entertainment and historical value and freshly perception, etc., etc. In brief, a work of art embodies a meaningful and valuable thing, a person, and an event. But this morning, I want you to know that you are a work of art, a piece of art, a painting, a sculpture, a music. Vanity or meaningless is the most key word in Ecclesiastes. What does mean meaningless? Vanity. Meaningless means Abel, the brother of Cain, son of Adam and Eve. The original language is Abel. What does mean Abel? Abel died because of what? Because of jealousy. Not because of war, not because of sickness, not because of any tragedy. Any disaster. So there are many moments of Abels in our lives. Meaningless. Life is just like a creative process. When an artist composes, when a painter paints, there are a lot of hardship, there are a lot of problems to be overcome. When you paint a picture, you have to select what color, what is the composition, what is the material, What is the canvas? We have all those knowledge to overcome. Same as our lives. Our life is a journey of making a piece of artwork. To remember God is the most important verse in chapter 12. I want you to once again read this word again. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, because the days of trouble come and the year approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. It is exciting to quote another translation. It's better, I think, better than this one. What's this? The translation is like that. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget the Creator. Once again, don't let the excitement of youth, your young, cause you to forget our Creator. Honor Him in your youth because you grow old and no longer enjoy living. Remember, Jesus said, we all become children of God, a child. Then you can enter into the kingdom. Because a period of youth can be easily molded and shaped by God. Once you grow old, you are stubborn. You're so stubborn to be changed. So take this opportunity. When you are in young, full of energy, full of life, hand your life into God's hand. Let this ultimate artist, our Creator, to create your life, to mold your life, and you be the cooperator to co-op with God to create your work, artwork. Symbolical meaning is your life is a musical piece, a sculptural piece. Just take your energy and time to carve your sculpture, to paint. Use colorful palette to paint your painting. I want you to read another version. It's more clear than the NIV. It's a today version. It's also an NIV, but for today's version. I want you to speak up a little bit, because to read more into the scripture, get more meaning. 1, 2, 3. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know that the disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whenever a trawl is south to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will be. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning and at the evening, let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all, but let them remember the days of darkness, for there is many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever you see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days will come. What is to remember God? For some people, to remember God is just a glimmering thought in the brain. No. To remember God, not just saying hi to God in the sunny surface. It is an act of worship on a daily basis, to honor Him always in our daily life. Just like Paul said clearly in Romans 12, verse. Therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, to view of, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is a logical and true worship. See this picture. A picture describes two faces. If you draw a line in between, just a vertical line, separate the face into two parts, you will see which part is younger, which part is older. You can obviously differentiate it. Chapter 12, we haven't read it, but if you have time, go home to read it. It's a description of our aging period, the aging time, using the symbolical language. For example, verse 2, chapter 12, verse 2, before the sun and the light represent your eyes, and the moon and the star grow dark. When you grow old, became an old man and old woman, you will not see clearly, even in light, because your eyes have some problem. When the keepers of the house tremble, verse 3, the keepers of the house is your hands, your legs, and the strong man stoop. When the grinder represent your teeth, when there were no more teeth, you have ceased to enjoy eating. Those looking through the windows grow dim, the ear cannot hear clearly. When the doors to the street are closed, the door is your mouth, cannot bite the stick. And the sound of grinding faints because there are no more teeth at all. When men rise up at the sound of birds, when you are old, a little bird singing will annoy you. This is the old age situation. I will not read it again, because a long picture, a long description of the old age to remind us you are still young. You are still young. In fact, each one of us is a new creation in Christ. New creation in Christ. I love the Psalm 139 most, especially verse 14. I read it. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your words are wonderful. I know that full well. So each one of us is a painting, is a piece of sculpture, is a piece of music. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Don't let God down if He created you like a piece of beautiful art. So, if we are a lot of moments in Abel's, or the moments of Abel's are come up in our life, how can we do? How can we cooperate God in life creation? First, be courageous to create a godly way of tapping your gifts. The text said, cast your bread into the water. It's a symbolic trading picture of taking risks to do the foreign trading, using the ships to get your business overseas. Make it seven, yes, make it eight. Eight portion, seven portion. That means to use your energy, time, and talents colorfully to create your youth life. Be consistent to pursue your high-quality dream. In the morning, that means it's a very easy-going way. It's a very bad situation. This morning, in dark, in night, don't cease your hands to plant. So, especially the verse 4 is a beautiful verses. Who washes the wind will not plant. Those who are very fussy and picky, calculating the success, whether it is successful or not. If I know the the path is successful, then I will step up a bit. I will go forward to do something. But the preacher said, these kind of people never succeed because they calculate. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God. Let God have some mystery in your life. Let God give some moments of able within your life, because the difficulties can train you become a warrior. If a man doesn't have any difficulties, he will be idle all the time in his life or her lives. So let the mystery have some spaces or more spaces in your heart, in your life. The difficulties can quicken us to fight, to stand firm, to develop more. In a very easygoing situation, we cannot develop anything God given us. We don't have any insight to see what life means, because it's so easygoing life. So treasure the difficulties. Be consistent. Although the environment is not so good to your development, but still plant in the morning, still watering them in the night. Be consistent. Be content to enjoy God's presence in every moment of your life. So verse 7 said, light represents life. Light is sweet, especially in your youth. It pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy the days all. Let him remember the days of darkness, the old age. Everyone will become old. But in the old age, we all can also be returned to the young. Let our heart not be stubborn, be hard-headed. We soften our heart just like a children, just like a child, to learn more and more, because the culture changes a lot. The world changes a lot. The pace of changing fast is so fast. We have to grasp more knowledge, because we don't know what disaster will come. What it means by disaster? All those immigrants would know that. Canadian is not ancient settings. The languages, the way of the style of life, the ways of thinking, the way of relationship, all are different. So as you grow up, you have to be like a child, a mindset like a child, not naive. It's very pure to receive God's gift about the experience, the opportunity to grow, and any kinds of knowledge. We have to open our heart to receive. Verse 9, be happy, young men. Although you are now is 50, over 50, still a young man, because it's not too old. Your teeth are still there. Your eyes can see the light. So be happy. Enjoy God. Enjoy His working. Enjoy His molding. Enjoy His shaping. Treat us as a piece of art to glorify God. If there is no art, no poem, we don't have any emotion. We don't have any expression. This has to relate with the sacraments. We have to understand sacrament is an artwork. Even now I'm preaching. Preaching is an art. And train your ear sensitively to hear God's word. So that when you step out into the world, into your working place, your family, you still exercise the ear to listen to the word of God. God would use anybody to speak to you through the difficult time, through the people, through your wife, through your children, even through your children to speak to you. So you have to train it in the intensive worship here. I call the Sunday worship is intensive worship. And when you be trained through all those senses, singing, praying, listening, then we go into the world to practice the extensive worship. The extensive worship affect all areas of our life. Our entertainment time, our using money, our relationship with your girlfriends, boyfriends, your parents. Let the sacraments, what you get from the sacrament in the intensive worship, into your daily life, into your daily life. Because we're exposed to the world more than 6.5 days. Even 2 hours, just 2 hours in the church. So the influence from the world is so tremendous, so great. We have to be careful, alert, to listen to God, to be a piece of art. We will encounter with many, many difficult times of Abel, meaningless time. But you have to be courageous, be content to do that. I want you to guess who is this guy. He failed in business. He defeated for legislature. Again, for the following year, failed in business. But elected to the legislature, and his sweetheart died after that. Had a nervous breakdown after that. And defeated for speaker. And defeated for elector, and defeated for Congress, and elected for Congress, and defeated for Congress. Again, he defeated for Senate. But he defeated for Vice President also. And defeated for, And after that, elected President. Who is this guy? Yes, Abraham Lincoln. Don't let the difficult time hinder you, manipulate you. Don't just look at the easygoing situation. Then you have to work hard. Especially in the difficult times, you have to ask God to give you wisdom, opportunity to overcome all these things, so that you be a very strong man, both in will, in your action, in your spiritual, in your spirituality, and be a warrior for God. I want to ask you two questions. What has God equipped you to do? What have you devoted yourself to do? Do you know the final picture or final product of your life? What kind of artwork God will make you as to be? What will be that? Is it a great sculpture, a colorful painting, or a happy ending drama? What kind of artwork God would create you? We have to ask God, what talent you've given us? What opportunities? What energy? What is the most powerful gift you give us? You have to ask God. Are you doing it this to glorify God? Continue. We see verse 9, the second part. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. Judgment is not a very good translation. Judgment includes caring, include wants to know more about you, to know more about your development of your gifts. Before unfavorable situation occur, the preachers warned us, If there is still peace, take action to know that what is your gift, to invest them. But experience tells us that many times we have to accomplish, we want to accomplish a lot in a very short time. So we all feel busy. We feel all sort of time. Just like a brother just said, we don't know how to relax. We're so excited. The contemporary people do not understand what is happiness, you know? Happiness is full of activities, full of freezing happiness, not calm down, listening, peaceful mind. We are occupied by everything this world tells us. The iPhone, the iPad, every program in the electronic device. You think you are playing that game, but I want you to know that the game playing you. You think you manipulate them to take charge of them, but I tell you the truth, the games take charge of you. Don't squatter, don't waste the time to abandon to be a very good piece of art offered to God. Give potion to 7, yes, to 8. Which means that don't put all the eggs in one single basket. Lest all of them will be broken. Do not depend on one casting, one shipment of your bread. Do not refuse to develop new goals, new direction, new interests. Do not stumbly insist on our lack of resources, our lack of opportunity, our lack of intellectual intelligence, our lack of time. It is only when you make attempts to look for ways to be productive, we'll then find that we are able to excel and exercise the talents that God has given us. Regardless of the methods used in investments, whether it is a lump sum or a small portion, the exact gain, remember, are beyond your estimation. Whether it is sold in the morning and it is sold in the night. We cannot guarantee the things will result to our favor because we live in an ever-changing world. We know water and wood are tremendous essential to the farmers in the old day. So verses 3 and 6 described the anxiety a farmer faces in his career. If clouds are full of water, then we expect rain. This is within our knowledge. But the wind blows the trees who lie down in the north or south are beyond our knowledge. So both knowledge and ignorance are within our life. We have to live with both these two things. So whoever just watches the wind, just watch it, the wind will not plant. Whoever look at the clouds and wait for a very good situation will not reap. What does it mean? Don't allow either good or bad condition manipulates our lives. Put your whole heart in what you do. Even there are many, many beyond your knowledge, we can still work hard, no matter what situation is. Don't despair within a limited scope of understanding. Do your utmost, because everything are in God's control, are in God's hand. God will lead you because He is the ultimate creator. He is the great artist. He will help you to overcome all the moments of ables. So allow God to rule in your life and live within his power. Lastly, somebody will say, this generation lacks understanding of real happiness. What is happiness? What is happiness? What is success? It is not merely achieving some goals or having good result means success. Success has to do with discovery of life and being certain about them. Happiness, success doesn't mean I got some goals, I have some good result, I gain a lot, I achieve a lot. It doesn't mean success. Success is a bit by bit discover the life God given you. Know how to enjoy. Know the right relationship with God. Know the final product God wants you to become. What kind of piece of artwork will be? A famous discoverer, inventor, Thomas Edison, once said, success is 1% of intellectuals and 99% of sweating. A medicine known as 606 is named after a chemist who found it success after attempting the 606 formula in his experiments. Remember that to achieve success is not an easy task. The whole chapter of 12 would be the snapshots to aging to remind us one day we will be old enough and be paralyzed in everything. We don't have any desire to do anything. Use the old age situation to warn us, to remind us that I should love the day today. To live a glorious life, to honor God today. Don't let the success of yesterday hinder you. Success can hinder you because you're so involved in the happiness of that success. So right now, you should shout, saying, oh, it is great and sweet to have the light of life, our youth, without white hairs, just sit like you, without face, zagged skin, and wrinkles. But you will ask, why is that God is so harsh to judge us and at the same time to love us? I said, judgment have some meaning, means God so care about you. God will ultimately care for you. You have to answer Him for every bit of your life. God's love for us is deep and it expects much of you. Therefore, be willing to enjoy God's daily presence, daily guidance. Accept the righteousness and holiness. In other words, true happiness is when you are able to make your daily life accountable to Holy God. Remember, our life is just like a cosmos. It's so deep, so unmeasurable, immeasurable. We'll never know the limit of our firmness, power, depth of our strength, and perseverance. Though we will never know how much we can able to learn, even how much we can learn, how much we can use our life, how much you can give to offer this generation, how much we may love, forgive, and how much we'll express ourselves. Unless we attempt to push ourselves to the limits. Unless we try and give your effort as what an artist do. To explore new style, new content, new attempt to open up another world in our life. God will give us enough energy, enough opportunity, enough talents, enough time and energy to finish our life as a beautiful piece of work. So art and life are closely related because we all want our life to be beautiful. To beautify our life is the purpose of God in our life.